Parashat Balotcha, in the Aliyah of Revi, the Torah goes into great detail to tell us about the way Am Yisrael used to travel in the Midbar, and that the only way that they would know how to, when it's time to pack up the Mishkan and to begin their travel, when they were supposed to stop, and about, was the Anan. There was a cloud. There was a cloud above the Mishkan that would tell them when to travel, when to pack up. Sometimes they would stay there for days, maybe for years. And it would all depend upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the cloud telling them if it was time to move on. But there was another method, and the method of gathering the people and telling them different messages was not only by the cloud, but by the Chatzor Tzrot, by the trumpets. And the Torah tells us that the purpose of the trumpets, besides gathering the people, had another purpose. The Torah tells us, "V'chitavo milchama be'aretzchem al atzar atzorer etchem v'ariotem b'chatzotzot v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem v'noshatem oivechem." The Torah tells us that a time of great troubles, at times of war, we are supposed to blow with these trumpets v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. It will be some kind of way of method of HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering us, helping us, and the level of on the level of discussion of whether or not this is a mitzvah today or not. It's a very interesting discussion. Why don't we really blow the trumpets today? Is there still a mitzvah to blow trumpets at times of great of war or troubles? And the pasuk goes on and tells us, "Uviyom simchatchem v'moadichem uverashei chotchechem utkatem b'chatzotzrot." Also, not only when in times of trouble, but also in times of simcha, maybe Shabbatot, Chagim, and the Beit Hamikdash, when we sacrifice korbanot, we also have to blow the shofar. Ve'olachem lizikaron lifnei Hashem lifnei Elokeichem. Here again, the purpose is to blow the trumpets here, and to be remembered by Kadosh Baruch Hu by blowing these trumpets. Again, question is, does this mitzvah apply today? Is it one mitzvah or two mitzvot regarding the simcha versus the day of war? But I would like to focus on one small matter here, which is interesting, because we all know that the Rambam, when he counts the mitzvot, he mentions the mitzvah of tefillah. The Rambam tells us that there's a mitzvah to daven every day. And the Rambam learns this from the pasuk lo'avdo b'chol levavchem. He learns from the pasuk that tells us that we must worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ezo tefillah, ezo yavodah shebalev, zo tefillah, the Gemara says. And the Rambam really understood that avodat Hashem zo tefillah. The Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvot, challenges the Rambam and says, "Rambam, what are you talking about?" In Masechet Brachot, everywhere we see the Gemara discussing tefillah, we see that tefillah is the Rabbanan. So what are you telling us that tefillah is the Oraita? And then the Ramban says, but it could be that there is a mitzvah de Oraita to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on this pasuk that we just read now. V'chitavo milchama be'artzechem al atzar atzorer etchem v'aroyotem b'chatzotzot v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. The Ramban tells us that it could very well be that this pasuk is teaching us that at times of war, at times of the great trouble, there is a commandment that we must cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be it with trumpets, be it with our prayers. At that moment, there is a mitzvah from the Torah to daven, to pray. And not necessarily is there a mitzvah on a daily basis. So there's a big machlokin between the Ramban and Rambam whether or not prayer is a mitzvah every day or only at special times. And it could very well be that there's a major difference in the understanding of the essence of tefillah between the Ramban and Rambam. It could very well be that the Ramban really sees tefillah as a way of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at special times. When a person really feels the need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he wants something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he really feels that he needs something, only then can we talk about and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking him for something. And the Rambam, according to that, really sees tefillah in a totally different way. The Rambam maybe understands the different ways of looking at this, but maybe the Rambam understood that tefillah is not necessarily dependent upon if something happens to you, if you need something, but rather every day of your life, not to do with the fact if I feel right now I need something or not, you have to still connect with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Soloveitchik, in one of his articles on Tefillah, talks about the Rambam as the redeemer of Tefillah. He said, until the Rambam came along, everyone thought that Tefillah was the Rabban. When the Rambam came along and told us Tefillah Deraita, he redeemed Tefillah. What I think he meant is not only did he just make Tefillah more important because Deraita, but he misunderstood that Tefillah is not just about when I need something, but rather every day of my life, a person, regardless of what he needs right now, should feel that Kesher Tekadosh Baruch Hu of Tefillah, and not only at times of great Sarah. Bokir Tov. Have a great day.